With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It seems that no location is off limits to anti-ICE rioters in Minneapolis-St. Paul, and that includes houses of worship. A church service was underway yesterday when rioters barged in, wreaking havoc. President Trump has placed 1,500 troops on standby for potential deployment to Minneapolis-St. Paul. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney decries President Trump's threat of higher tariffs on European countries that work to block U.S. acquisition of Greenland.
We're concerned. We're concerned about this escalation, to be absolutely clear. We always will support sovereignty and territorial integrity of countries wherever their geographic location is.
Carney on Canada's CTV network. With a death toll in the thousands in anti-regime demonstrations in Iran, hackers briefly took over Iranian state TV.
A hacker's video aired Sunday night in Iran contained two clips of exiled Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi, then included footage of security forces and others in what appeared to be Iranian police uniforms, who claimed, without offering evidence, others had laid down their weapons and swore an oath of allegiance to the people. The semi-official Fars News Agency quoted a statement from the state broadcaster acknowledging that the signal in some areas of the country was momentarily disrupted by an unknown source. The move comes as the death toll in a crackdown by authorities that smothered demonstrations reached at least 3,900 people killed. Activists say they fear the number will grow far higher as information leaks out of the country, still gripped by the government's decision to shut down the internet. I'm Charles Delesma.
Wall Street closed today, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. This is SRN News. Do you trust your pastor?
A lot of Americans do not. According to the latest Gallup poll, only 27% of respondents say they believe that clergymen possess a high degree of honesty and will behave in an ethical fashion. An avalanche of pastors getting in very public trouble over the past few years has almost certainly contributed to the low score that the profession receives. However, clergymen did beat out bankers, CEOs, and members of Congress in the poll. Michael Harrington reporting.
The bloody protests shaking Iran this month are reminiscent of the chaotic days surrounding the birth of the Islamic Republic in 1979. In the run-up to the revolution that saw Muslim leaders establish a Sharia state, Iran witnessed running street battles between forces loyal to the Shah and those who wanted him out. This time, the tables might be turning and the Islamic hardliners could be expelled. Many are hoping that if that happens, religious freedom will return to Iran. This is SRN News. College football's national title game is tonight, pitting the Miami Hurricanes against the Indiana Hoosiers. Behind the scenes, the powers that be still tinkering with the playoff format.
College football leaders have given every indication that they remain stuck in a year-long debate about expanding the playoffs from 12 teams to 16 or beyond. Commissioners and school presidents met on the eve of the college football playoff title game, facing a Friday deadline from ESPN to decide on changes. The Big Ten and SEC have different visions of where the playoffs should go. The SEC wants a 16-team playoff. The Big Ten wants 24. If they can't agree, the playoff will stay at 12 teams for next season. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Parts of central and south Georgia and the Florida Panhandle were blanketed with measurable snow over the weekend. It wasn't much, confined mainly to grassy areas. More details, SRNNews.com.